turundusuudised.
Mintel.com is telling us about opportunities that actually are helping us to get new attentions from people who wanna play, and this time it's an interesting article and it tells us actually about the HLR-Mittal orbit, what is the biggest sculpture in tallest actually sculpture in the UK, which was built for Olympic Games 2012 and has reopened this year. And what is about is actually that it gives again opportunity, and it starts to provide opportunity for abseiling. So I looked on their website also, and I saw that now you can get to the top of this sculpture, and you can abseil down, and it costs you, let's say, about 85 pounds or even more. And what is this article suggestion actually that this kind of extreme experiences that especially young people are looking for, you can use them in your branding, you can use them to get the attention of the people, and you have to try to use it, and of course it also says that it has an influence or impact on the people who have already tried something extreme, and it feels fascinating for them. Then they are starting maybe regularly to train themselves or go to do whatever sports. So this is a basic idea. But my question to you is, how can we as a marketers use this kind of information today? How we can take those extreme experiences to our daily branding process to use them for our benefit? Anything extreme from your kiosks?
Well, we don't have any extreme sports on our kiosks. They're only about a meter and a half high at best. But I also looked at the site, and I was actually quite surprised that in the UK they would build something that looks like that. It's amazing looking, but it's just, for me, not so British, for lack of a better way to say that. Mm-hmm. That said, extreme sports and young people are hand in hand, and young people are tomorrow's consumers. So there are so many advertisers that I'm guessing are probably already all over this project. I contacted some people in the UK, and I couldn't get any confirmed advertising campaigns that are linked to this right now. But perhaps in a week or so, somebody will come back to me. I used to be in advertising, so. But Red Bull would be an obvious sponsor for something like this, as would Samsung and probably a number of others. What we get involved in with Space and People is we do experiential marketing. And experiential marketing can be anything from a happening where for no particular or no noticeable reason, a large group of people start and get involved in an activity where more and more people join in.
For me, there were two interesting things. One of the things when I read about the article was that I was thinking that about the facts about the inspiration for sports, and how you really can influence people sporting more. And it was on one side when the facts tell that London Olympics inspired 7% of adults to take up a new sport. It seemed to be not a very high figure, but not very low high, either. Because if you look, for instance, sales numbers, and if you have a year-on-year sales growth 7%, it's really, really good news. So it's really doing something. But the other idea what I had was about the kind of extreme part. And I was thinking about Estonia and our different tourism objects. And one of the discussions we have had is about our border city called Narva, that is the border town between on the Estonian and Russian border, dividing the two countries. And people there are very proud of having the border there, telling that, yes, we are special with the border. And then you ask that, okay, I understand it's a border, but so what? How can you use it? Do you have a chance to climb there? Do you have just a chance to see there's something different? Do you have a chance to see how it was in the old town? And do you have a chance to visionary about the future? Do you have a chance for extreme sports or something? So it reminded me the border in Narva, and thinking that how could such kind of really kind of special places be used in order to inspire people having new experiences, either playing or sporting or anything else. So these were my thoughts.
Long jump over the river.
Long jump or long swim over the river to another side of others, to another country.
The way experiential marketing would work in this would be to tie an activity on that location to something else that was happening somewhere else. So you could actually have a campaign that we're running in 25 shopping centers in 5 countries, all somehow feeding back into that event at this sports thing in London.
Yeah. Raoul, what are your thoughts?
I just was listening about your ideas, and especially this Narva, and it seems to me always that we have nice buildings. They might be tallest, they might not be tallest, but it might be a border, it might be whatever. But you have so many different ways to use those, I would say, corridors, as you are using for your kiosks. They are like empty corridors, and we sometimes admire those corridors, saying, wow, we have this kind of building and this kind of corridor, but we don't use them to inspire people. I think this kind of things are all over around us, so we just have to open our eyes.